Good afternoon. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Todd Davis, the CHRO, Chief Human Resources Officer of Saildrone. Good afternoon, Todd. How you doing?
Well, good afternoon, Mark. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. And I assume that is one of your products right behind you there. And
oh, that is indeed. That is the latest iteration of the Saildrone offering. That is the Surveyor drone. It's sitting in the Seaplane Lagoon here in Alameda, California, at our corporate headquarters and production facility.
Cool. Well, I live about 30 minutes from there. I'm going to have to drive by and check it out now. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Sure. And thanks for asking. I'm the VP of People, the CHRO at Saildrone, and I lead the entire HR function. So that's everything from employee engagement to benefits, to payroll and hiring. You name it, my organization and my team own those functions. And I'm all about the people aspect of the business. So I started my career actually early on in international business. I didn't start in a HR function. I started in international business and global trade in the technology space, but it didn't take long for me to move and really find my passion is helping other people realize theirs. That's what I'm just very energized by. So that led me into recruiting, which led me into, you know, really leading talent organizations and talent functions at several different organizations at companies like Warner Brothers, Amazon, Ancestry, and then right before joining Saildrone, I was over at IBM, helping them with some of their technology space. And today I'm really excited to be part of Saildrone, a very mission-driven organization that is helping the world understand our oceans better through data.
Interesting. And those other companies you just mentioned, those were some pretty big companies, aren't they? So you must have been a busy guy.
Warner Brothers, Amazon, Ancestry, IBM, I think they've been around. I think they're pretty well known. So sure, they're a little bit past their startup stages, but yeah, absolutely busy. And I loved every minute of it.
Yeah, I think IBM started right around the time I was born, isn't it? So 29 years old, what the heck? So well, tell us about Saildrone. I mean, obviously you have a really cool product, but tell us what the product does and how it benefits people in general.
Sure. I mean, I'm not the technologist, I'm the people guy, but I can give you this very, very straightforward description of what it is that we do. So Saildrone provides a data collection opportunity. So we provide a service where we can collect data from the world's oceans. That's our focus, is ocean data. The oceans comprise the majority of the surface of the planet, and yet they're one of the least understood areas and least data-driven, at least data collected areas in the world. It's also one of the harshest environments. It's more difficult to operate in the open ocean than it is sometimes to operate under certain conditions in outer space. So what Saildrone does is we've created really independently powered, solar powered, wind powered vehicles that provide optimal data collection platforms. We can pursue pods of fish. We can scan the ocean's bottom. We can look for wave and weather collection, CO2 data, you name the mission. And that's what we refer to our product delivery space as. We refer to them as missions. We can customize and deliver through our Saildrone platform the data that our clients need. The service opportunities are pretty much limitless for what we can do in terms of oceanic deployments, be it through data collection for scientific research, what's sometimes referred to as MDA, Maritime Domain Awareness. Features and other opportunities where our customers can really be the only limits are truly the imagination and the demands of our customers for the services that we would like to be able to provide for them.
Wow, that's fascinating. And when you say oceanic, does it also apply to like seas or very large bodies of water like Lake Superior?
It could. I mean, it definitely the oceans and the seas, the open ocean is where we specialize. I imagine that there are the ability for us to capitalize on large bodies of water. You really need two things for the Saildrone to really live up to its potential, and that's wind and sun. As long as it can navigate in the open water and use the solar power and use that wind to drive that, driven on its wing and operate in that way, that's really what it needs. So yeah, there's very few limits to the opportunities that we could have as long as it's in the water, the Saildrone can probably make it happen.
Very cool. And as you know, in the Bay Area, we get quite a bit of wind, especially in Alameda. So I'm sure it could work.
We do. In fact, you probably, if folks are living in the San Francisco Bay Area, they probably have seen the Saildrones out in the bay and then heading out in the open ocean, especially the Surveyor. Surveyor is it's a large version. We have sort of three iterations of the drones. There's the Explorer class, which are the original. They're our core product, they're a real baseline product, and they're a little bit We call them the small drones lovingly. They're not small at all. They're quite large. And then we have a new product coming out, which will be a sort of a mid-sized drone that actually isn't available yet for certain types of missions. And then we have the drone that you can actually see behind me, which is the newest product, and that's the Surveyor, which launched first time in the water this year. And that's very large. Why do we have the sizes? The sizes are allow the drones to complete different types of missions, whereas the smaller drone is highly capable because it's solar powered and wind powered. Certain types of electronic equipment, sensor packages, et cetera, are very power hungry and consume a great deal of energy. So they're not quite large enough for all sorts of deliverables. When you get to the larger drone like a Surveyor, now you've got the opportunity for things like to have optional motors for certain types of generators, et cetera, or larger battery capacity and larger, heavier pieces of equipment that this a slightly larger vehicle or somewhat larger vehicle can actually handle and deploy.
Interesting. And I got to believe these drones that are out like in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, they must have special communications devices too. Would that be correct?
There's quite a bit of proprietary work that goes on for how they get the data back and forth. And they're not only in the Pacific Ocean, they're in the Atlantic, they're in the Antarctic. They're able to handle a great deal of conditions. In fact, there was a recent podcast recently through the Google Foundation where the company talks about the work that it's doing with the hurricane drones. We have specially designed adapted drones that can operate in hurricane conditions.
Wow.
They're really designed, as I said, the only constraint in our opportunity is really around the needs of our customers and the ability to solve the engineering problem. I mentioned earlier just to really the innovative roots and deep-rooted problem-solving capabilities of Saildrone predate the company and are really part of something the founder, Richard Jenkins, brings to the table. He is, many years ago, he set the world land speed record for a wind-driven vehicle. You can look him up. It's a Guinness record. You can just Google Richard Jenkins land speed record and see the great video when he achieves 126 or more miles an hour in a vehicle that he designed. And that design is what is both the progenitor or really the precursor to the Saildrones you see behind me.
Wow, that is really interesting. And so, and you recently joined Saildrone. So what was that like to join a company in the middle of a pandemic where no one's going into an office?
It's when we're talking about helping an organization really build a culture and a people function from the ground up. That was part of my charter, was to bring that specialization. The company is still very much a small, tightly knit company. So having a dedicated people function was a priority for Richard, the founder, to be able to bring that technology and engineering expertise to the table, but also to make it a much more robust, people-centered organization for its sustainable life. So joining it was a very interesting experience, not only from being in a pandemic with different types of environments, be technologists and production environment, but also helping the company and the individuals that are part of that organization, deal with the issues they're coping with in that, and that we all had to face, new schedules, new demands on our time, figuring out new ways to operate and collaborate. When you can no longer, say, get up and just walk down the aisle to three desks down and say, hey, Todd, how's it going? Can we chat for a second? When you've now got to figure out ways to do scheduling, et cetera. So really helping the organization drive for that is something I'm really proud to be a part of. But sure, continues to be an interesting time now as we're beginning to emerge and see the day when we're back in the offices and working flexibly. Those are the kinds of things that we're dealing with now.
And I know San Mateo County is 50% open. What about Alameda? Do you know what you're?
I think Alameda is about the same. They've made some really great progress. It's been very recent. And so one of the things we're doing is what Saildrone did, even this is before I joined, they were very specific and very clear on the safety protocols that they follow. For example, one of the things that we continue to do for entry to the building is we take we take temperatures for individuals. We do that through the ear, which is not every company chose to do that, but it's a much more accurate, more I think detailed way to get an indicator of how people are doing and to ensure that everyone's safe. And that's really been it just continues throughout the organization.
Very cool. And what do you think is going to happen? Because June 15th, California supposedly goes back to normal. So do you foresee that Saildrone will go back to normal and everyone will be coming into the office, or do you see a more hybrid type of environment?
Well, it's funny. So there's some big takeaways, and I'll get to that in a second. But when I think about the opportunity, Saildrone is a company that has a hybrid operating model. I mentioned that alluded to that a little bit. So we have technologists, software engineers, and developers who for them, a large part of their work is done individually. They're writing code, they're developing things in the virtual electron-filled ether and putting that together. But then we also have the production, the actual creation of the sail drones and the engineering. And there's so much proprietary content in terms of hardware and manufacturing. So we have a production facility that never really benefited, or should I say, maybe wasn't really, didn't have the option to go remote. You can't build something remotely and then, you know, hope for the best. You have to be there. And so bringing those two lines of thinking together was around how do we make the workplace safe? And then how do we make the workplace virtual? How do we keep, you know, bringing those ideas together? But it also ties together a theme as we're coming back together again, as we think about being on site and collaborating in person and really enjoying that. We also have to think about the really important idea. This predates the pandemic. This predates everything. I think virtual and remote work is a trend that was evolving and emerging well before COVID-19. But there's something about this element that people need to understand is I don't think that the location is the important part. It's not where you are. It's how you're working. Do you have an inclusive culture? Are leaders thinking inclusively when they talk about having their team meetings, et cetera? So that's the idea. The more inclusive you can be in your thinking and your thought process and how you lead your teams and how you work together, the better off you're going to be, whether someone's next to you physically or whether someone's on a monitor from halfway around the world. Those are the kinds of factors. You know, having led global teams for many years, dispersed teams with different divisions, different time zones, this is something that for me is sort of an innate thing. I learned this many years ago. You know, anyone who's had to wake up at 4 a.m. for a conference call with a team in another time zone, or has to be up at midnight, or even folks who've traveled together for international teams and they've sat at conference meetings, say in the United States, and they wonder, hey, how come the folks from Asia Pacific are always so quiet? It's because they're 12 hours behind. They're asleep. It's difficult that first day, that Monday morning meeting, and getting that. And anyone, if you've done that, so you can see that experience. So being inclusive, being, you know, thinking about the impact we're having on people and how we're doing that, I think that's where the important theme in the future for remote work lies in terms of how we do that.
And is it safe to assume that that's actually a big part of why you were brought on to Sail Drones, is to add that to the culture of the company?
Absolutely. I think it's, you know, we talked about when Richard and I were talking and I was thinking about joining the organization, it was around, you know, his priorities were around helping people perform and get a, you know, a development opportunity, helping them see a career path beyond just the today and the exciting industry work, but helping them understand their growth potential and how they're doing that. He and his colleagues before I even joined had laid some of the groundwork around great benefits and flexible work. You know, even our offer letters, for example, include language about, you know, your schedule will be determined between you and your leader. We have flexible PTO at Sail Drones. So the idea about being flexible and not being rigid is something that I think they've always brought to the table. Now it's a question of how do we take it to that next step and how do we get it more inclusive? You know, one of the things I've noticed, for example, is with the remote work increasing, people are bringing their whole selves to work, whether they want to or not. You know, it's when you're sitting there and you're having a great conversation and your colleague's pet cat walks across the screen at that perfect time, or, you know, it's anyone who's been in a conference call the past year and usually a few minutes into the call, that's when their toddler really needs something critically important.
Yep.
Those are great moments for inclusion. I mean, think about that. We used to never, we didn't get those opportunities to see our colleagues that way. And I think now we do, and we have that. And so we're bringing ourselves there, and that's really important. And that's something that we're continuing to address and how we're going to think about how we work. Is it, you know, the work-life balance, the collaboration, really figuring out ways to engage everyone? And those are going to be important critical items as we move ahead into this, you know, post-COVID world.
Cool. So you talked before, I know you said you had openings. I assume people that are qualified people, if they're interested in working for you, because it sounds like a great company, they can go onto your website and apply.
Absolutely. Saildrone.com. We're in our career section. We have quite a few roles. We're looking for, you know, we're looking for technologists. We're looking for production capabilities. We have a really unique opportunity, especially here in the Bay Area, for not only for technologists, but for technologists that are creating an actual product. You know, we don't end with an app or with a virtual product, which so many companies do, which are great. But if, you know, individuals, they think about, gee, well, I is the product tangible? And yeah, we have shipbuilding facilities. We have engineering facilities. We have a machine shop. Then we have software engineering and the electromechanical groups and the cabling. There's really almost every single skill set and and capability in one organization. And that's a pretty rare opportunity, in, I think, in modern industry these days.
It is. As you know, a lot of the Bay Area is, they don't have a tangible product. They have a digital product. So it is right. It is unique. And you're right. There's nothing wrong with it. There's a lot of really good digital products out there.
For sure.
Every day.
But there's nothing better for me than, say, as an individual, getting up from my desk, getting down to the shop floor, and walking through and you know, looking over someone's shoulder and just say to them, hey, what are you doing? And the first person is like, oh, writing code for this new, you know, this new item. Great. Second question, hey, how are you doing today? What are you doing? Oh, I'm actually machining this custom part for this proprietary model. You know, that's a great opportunity, and to see cable technicians working and seeing everyone working alongside one another and having those conversations, even if folks are on video screens and not necessarily physically there, just some fantastic opportunities for folks to learn and really bring a different point of view to the work they're doing.
Yes, it is. And it must be really like a lot of fun when something like the product behind you gets launched to see that first one go out the door, right?
Oh, it's a huge thing to see, you know, to be able to, you know, stand on the edge of the water and see, you know, Richard's incredibly proud of the work that we've done as an organization. And he's put his heart and soul into it. And we're all proud of it. To be able to see the employee standing to the side, you know, everyone was wearing masks in January and standing off there and see, you know, socially distanced, but to see that the surveyor actually go into the water and you know, begin to, you know, deliver and, you know, begin to deliver data almost immediately. That's a huge thing. And to say, you know, someone can, you know, I, when I go for walks, my wife and I will go for walks along the water's edge there in Alameda and say, hey, look, there's the surveyor, there's sail drone. That's what we do. That's a proud moment.
You know, I'd like to see it up next to the, in the Oracle Lagoon next to the America's Cup vessel there. That would be kind of interesting. Sure.
That'd be good. We'll take it for, we'll give them a run for their money.
Yeah, I would bet you would. So, well, Todd, it's been great talking to you. It's a fascinating what you do, and it sounds like a great company to work for. I'm happy for you that you found a place you really love.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you for your time today, and we're not that far apart. I might just pop in and check out the sail drone one of these days.
Please do. I look forward to it. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Bye.